What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jacob Calvin Meyer. Jacob, what's happening?
Hey, fellas.
Let's talk about Adley Rutschman here since his return from the IL. He's been getting his extra base hit, not a ton of home runs, but still getting those base totals up. And we saw him percolate before the injury, Jacob, as you know, in June. So after a great spring, great opening day, then a couple of months of, oh my God, we're going back to last year again. Why are we starting to see Adley look more and more like the guy that we all thought he was and still think in some circles will be?
That's a great question. Honestly, it might just be that he might be the healthiest he's been in a while. So that could be part of it, of getting, you know, about a month off after that injury. He might also be a little mentally clearer than he's been in a while, right? Like, I bet you Ryan can attest to this, that, you know, sometimes, you know, being on the IL sucks. And for somebody like Adley, who cares about this team as much as he does, and it was his first time on the IL, it probably sucks more than it does for most people. At the same time, and this goes for anything in anybody's life, sometimes if you take a step back and give yourself a little bit of a mental break, that can actually lead to some good things. At the same time, before he got hurt, he had about 3 weeks where he was basically the Adley Rutschman of old. So what he's doing now is basically what he was doing for 3 to 4 weeks before he got hurt. And so you're right, the power, the home run numbers aren't there. But I think if you ask Adley, every single person in the organization and every single Orioles fan, would they prefer Adley Rutschman to hit 275 with 15 homers and walk a ton and hit, you know, 40 doubles in a season? Or would you prefer Adley to hit 240 with 27 homers, fewer doubles, and not as many walks? Even if the OPS is the same in both scenarios, I think everybody prefers the Adley Rutschman that's going to hit doubles in the gaps and is going to walk a ton versus the guy that we saw in the first half of last season where he was hitting a ton of homers, but the walks weren't really there. So this is the Adley that I think most people remember seeing in 2022 and 2023.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I also can attest and agree with your statement. Being injured stinks. And sitting there and waiting to try to get back and get into form, right, Jacob? It's especially for a guy that wants to prove himself. So maybe let's talk about another guy that wants to prove himself. We talked about him the last couple segments. That's Colton Cowser, the Moon Man with Cowser. I feel like for him, like we've mentioned with Adley, whether it's been banged up or not being in the headspace, Cowser, for me, while I know the strikeouts have been a concern, to me, he seems like he's pressing. You know, just being around from what you've seen, is there anything that's standing out to you? And I try to tell people as well, it hasn't, just like Adley, it hasn't been a normal road for Colton this year because he was excited about making this big jump. And then he was put right on the IL just a week into the season.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for him because of the injury, right? And then he comes back to a team that's, you know, very much not the team that it was when he got injured, because, you know, the club was 10, 15 games under 500, and they're kind of fighting for their lives at that point. Everybody knows that the deadline is approaching when he came back in whatever that was, early June. You know, and then this happens, and nine guys get traded, and he's in a little bit of a slump. And so, listen, Colton Cowser is extremely important to this team. I'm probably higher on him than the vast majority of people, and that's because I'm right and those people are wrong. No, listen. If you had to say who the best all-around player on this team, or the best all-around talent on this team is, that's Gunnar Henderson, obviously. If I had to put somebody number two, I would say Colton Cowser. And we saw that last season. He was their second best player last season. He is a guy that has, you know, 30 homer potential, 20 stolen base potential, gold glove potential. Other than Gunnar, there's nobody else on this team that really has that combination. And he's a guy that walks a ton. And so, listen, the defense is still there. I know that the metrics don't love him as much this year as last year, but he's been playing a good left field. He's clearly pressing at the plate. And he's got 7 weeks left to kind of get back on track here a little bit going into the offseason. And I think when you look at him and a bunch of other guys, you know, Ryan Mountcastle is another one where it's like, man, you really need a good last, you know, 6-7 weeks of the season so that you can get your mojo back going into the offseason.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, since you're always right, Jacob, always, and I agree, then what do you think the Orioles should do here down the stretch when it comes to Beavers and Bassaio? Not when I say what do you think, maybe what you would want to see, because I think this is an opportunity for these young guys for the last 2 months. This is a runway for them to be able to go out and play, but people are wondering when that time's coming, the business decisions of having team control, rookie eligibility, all that. But give me JCM's wish list of what you would like to see with those two guys down the stretch.
Yeah, I think I put those two guys into different categories a little bit, because let's start with Bassaio, right? He is a guy that is a top 100 prospect, which means that if he is rookie eligible next season, that he could potentially, if he wins the Rookie of the Year award, grants the team that PPI pick, same thing that happened with Gunnar Henderson, a pick at the end of the first round in the following year's draft. That is a pretty valuable proposition, considering he, you know, has, you know, got hurt earlier this season. He's a catcher. He's still only 20 years old. And you have the it's not a small percent chance that Samuel Bassaio is the American League Rookie of the Year next year. He's that good. In fact, if he's a rookie next year, I would probably say that he will have the best odds, if not this, you know, second or third best odds to win the award. And so whether you like it or not, and this, you know, sort of does fall under the category of service time manipulation or whatever you want to call it, whether you like it or not, it would be very difficult for the front office to give up on that potential by calling up Bisaccia, say, today versus in 2 weeks, when if you call him up in 2 weeks, he will still be rookie eligible next season. Beers is different, though, because he's not a top 100 prospect. He's never been a top 100 prospect. He's playing like one, but because the draft just happened and you have an influx of talent into farm systems, the likelihood that Beavers is going to land on two top 100 lists before next season, which is the qualifier to potentially grant your team that PPI draft pick if you win the award, that's a really small percent chance, on top of the fact that if for him to win the award next year, he would have to beat out Samuel Vasayo, right? So Beavers is a different category. That shouldn't, in my view, really be a consideration. So Bisaccia, if they wait a couple weeks, I get it. It doesn't mean it's good or bad, right? I'm leaving that out of it. Beavers, honestly, starting today, for me, it's a little bit confusing that he's not up here because, listen, if you say, okay, the deadline was a crazy time, the organization's sort of hectic, this is chaos, you know, we're facing a really great lefty in Chicago, we're going to face two more great lefties in Philly, you know, there's no need to bring up Beavers and have him either, you know, have three of his first six games against these stud lefties or sit him in half of his first six games. Whereas now, you know, we're a week past that. The rookie eligibility thing shouldn't really be a concern. He's hitting two home runs in every game down in AAA. And I think they're going to face right-handed pitchers for like each of their next six, seven, eight games. So I'm a little bit confused with Beavers. And I think the best thing for him at this point is to get him up here and see what it looks like.
He's always right. I agree with that. Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun. Jacob, appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
And he's making some good points there, Ryan Ripken, about Dylan Beavers. You know, they kind of do need some outfielders, I guess. Anywho, we'll come back. Nolan McGraw is going to be joining us. He's got a big announcement about what his weekend's going to be all about. Inside Access at 2. Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Me, Ryan, Joe LaCroix, live from Pickle, 6 o'clock. Come on down, say hi.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.